the website as a supplement. And by the way, if you've never been there, our church has a webpage. You'll see the address on the front of your bulletin, fairfieldchurchpca.org. You can get the sermons for the week. And you can also look to our blog, where there are articles that I've done in years past that we have posted. We need to get some more up, but there is a paper on that website that I prepared, at least 15 years ago, comparing doctrinal systems, Calvinism or the doctrines of grace, compared with the doctrines of Jacob Arminius or Arminianism. And I go point by point to show you the difference, and then in the one side, show you passages of Scripture that support that teaching and that view. We're going to hear more about that. But this lesson this morning from Deuteronomy chapter 7 is the second giving of the law. And this is where Moses is addressing the people who are going to go into the promised land. This is a renewal of the covenant that God made with his people. And so we are now in a portion in the, it's really kind of the prologue where God is, actually he's given them the law. Now here he's reminding them of all that the God of heaven and earth has done for them. We need to be reminded again and again because we do tend to forget, prone to wander, as the hymn says, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. And so we pick it up at chapter 7, verse 1 of the book of Deuteronomy. When the Lord your God brings you into the land that you are entering to take possession of it, and clears away many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations more numerous and mightier than you, and the Lord your God gives them over to you, and you defeat them, then you must devote them to complete destruction. You shall make no covenant with them, and show no mercy to them. You shall not intermarry with them, giving your daughters to their sons, or taking their daughters for your sons, for they would turn your sons from following me to serve other gods. Then the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you, and he would destroy you quickly. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall break down their altars and dash into pieces their pillars and chop down their asherim and burn their carved images with fire. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the people who are on the face of the earth. It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all people. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath he swore your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, and repays to their face those who hate him by destroying them. He will not be slack with the one who hates him. He will repay him to his face. You shall, therefore, be careful to do the commandments and the statutes and the rules that I command you today. Beloved, this is the word of God. Thanks be to God. This is a very difficult passage. There are those who find it abhorrent that God would command the destruction of a particular people. And here you see the various tribes of the Canaanite people, the people who were in the land that God had promised one day that Abraham's descendants would inherit. And you see, it is God who has given them over to the Israelites. And you say, well, why didn't they have a chance for redemption? Well, they heard of all that the sovereign Lord had done for Israel, for the people of Israel in the land of Egypt. They heard of the might of the God of heaven and earth, the God that the Israelites claimed is the one and only true God. They heard of these things, but they continued in their pagan worship. Why? Because they did not have the ability to choose the living and the true God. And the truth is, neither would Israel have chosen God. And in fact, what the scripture teaches is that God chose them as a people to be a holy people. And even then, you see how difficult that is. The remnants of sin, even in the lives of his chosen, still remain until Christ comes. And so this very hard teaching is yet there in the scripture. And if we claim to be a people to believe what the Bible teaches, we need to accept and receive this teaching. And we understand, here's what God was doing. He was creating a theocratic state, a theocracy. And through the theocracy of Israel would come the seed of promise, the Christ of God, who would lay down his life for the sins of his people. And so did you see why God devoted those people to destruction at the hands of the Israelites? Because if they were not removed from the land, the practices of these pagan people would be taken up by the Israelites. And sad to say, that has happened over and over again. The Israelites did take up those pagan idolatrous gods as their own, again, to their own destruction. So, beloved, we'll hear more about this, but note this. God chose those people not for anything special in them, but because he loved them. He chose to set his love on them, and he chose to give them the gift of life eternal. Have you received that gift of life eternal? More we will talk about in the message this morning. As we come to our Heavenly Father for prayer, a few things here. Last week we prayed for Pete Cargill. The biopsy came back. It's negative. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your gift. We pray that it continue in that way. We do hear of Larry Roth, one of the former pastors of this church, and by the way, the editor of the Trinity Hymnal, a great organist, that he has a disease that could possibly lead to blindness. And so we want to pray for Larry Roth. So let's lift these things up to the Lord, these and others. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the gift of your word, and where it is difficult to grasp and understand, and especially, Lord, because it seems so counter the idea of you as a loving God, and yet it is out of love that you want to protect us from those things in this world that will destroy us if we give our hearts to them. So thank you, Lord, for the warning, and give us faith and grace to receive these teachings. Heavenly Father, we lift up our hearts to you with thanksgiving for this great nation. And Lord, we pray for this heat wave that has been brutal and that is very difficult, especially for the very young and the elderly to deal with. We thank you, Father, for the gift of air conditioning, and we pray, Lord, for those who maybe could not afford it. Lord, we pray that here in this time you would raise up your people to be good neighbors and invite others to enjoy the comfort of air conditioning with them. So provide, Lord, provide for people, and we do pray for a break in this weather. We pray, Father, for those who are considering the tensions that are mounting in the Middle East with an aggressor, Iran, who is seeking to, Lord, build nuclear weapons and is seeking to provoke others. Lord, we pray that such foolishness would be stopped. And we pray, Father, for those nations, and especially, Lord, we pray for our soldiers and sailors in the Middle East. Keep them, Lord, protect them, guard them, help them, Father, to do their jobs as trained and as tasked by those in command over them. We pray, Father, however, for a peaceful resolution. Lord, please, please hear us. Lord, we thank you for your mercy to us. And as a church, we pray, Lord, that you would give us grace, Father. May we be renewed in our endeavor to obedience. May we be renewed in our desire to love our neighbor, especially those, Father, who are our enemies, who say they despise us, don't like us. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to be wise in the way we deal with outsiders, as the apostle says. So help our conversation to be full of grace. Help us to be kind, gracious, merciful, and loving, especially to those who are in need of compassion. But Lord, may our conversation always be seasoned with salt. That is, not compromising on the truth of your word. So help us, Lord, in our manner to be like Jesus, speaking the right word at the right time in the right manner. Hard to imagine, Lord, but we thank you for Jesus, not only our Redeemer, but our example. So help us, God, for we so fall far short of the example of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those in our congregation who have need. We pray for our vacation Bible school, Operation Space. Lord, may those who are volunteering be well prepared. We pray, Father, for any other items, resources, volunteers that need to be acquired or obtained, or people to step up to serve, Lord. May they come forward, prompt people in the heart to serve your people, to serve you by serving your people. And we pray, Father, for Larry Roth, bring healing to his eye. We pray that the disease with which he's been diagnosed would not progress to blindness. So bless him and encourage him. We pray, Father, with thanksgiving for Pete Cargill's good report from the biopsy. We pray, Father, for your blessing on Kevin and Chris Ann Fox. Encourage them. We pray, Father, that you would, whatever the serious illness is and issues, health issues they're dealing with, and you know, Father, better than I, better than we do, bless them, encourage them. And Father, we do pray for Larry Bartlett, a former member with pancreatic cancer. Lord, we do pray for healing. And if not, Lord, we pray, and ultimately healing will come, whether it is in this life or the life to come. We do lift Larry up to you, and we remember him fondly in all the ways he served, not just Fairfield Presbyterian Church, but the Cumberland Christian School. Bless Larry. Bless Diane. Encourage them in their faith, even through this difficult time. Father, we do thank you for Marie and Danny Cobb. We thank you for Marie, Lord, serving us by playing the organ. We thank you, Father, for the closing of their new home in Ocean City. We pray your blessing upon them as they depart from us, Lord. Encourage them in their faith. We pray that you would strengthen them. Bless Danny, Lord, with just good report on his health. And we thank you for the good reports we have heard. Lord, you are the God who does care for us and provide for us. You know what your people need, Heavenly Father, those who keep those petitions and requests silent. We pray, Lord, that you would give us just what we need, not always what we want, but what we need in accordance with your perfect will. And all this we raise to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.